Hello. Is this Prosper?
Yeah, I'm
All right. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 21 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely vote. All right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? I'm sorry, what was that?
Come again?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
What
So,
was the
are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. What is your race?
American.
African American. All right. What is your age? Hello? Hello, is anybody there?
Yeah, that's 50.
Oh, 50? All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 based on how important of an issue it is for you and if they should be focused on it. You can use a 10 if you think it's really important, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 0 if you don't think it's important at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Important, very important.
All right, so would that be a 10 then?
Yeah.
All right. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Important, 10.
All right, a 10 as well. All right. Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
I'll give it a 10 too.
All right, and protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I'll give it a 10.
10? All right. Now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, think about the same, or getting worse for people?
Gonna be like 50-50.
Right. So that be thinking about the same?
Yeah.
All right. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
That was 40-60.
All right, so about the same?
Yeah, it's
Okay. So which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American communities? And you can select up to two issues. So the list goes ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, vaping, cigarettes, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, marijuana and other cannabis products, or opioids and fentanyl.
can't tell because I don't know about all this, so
All right, no worries.
yeah,
So now I want to
no
ask your
idea.
opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. And tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Last thing what?
Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Yeah.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Oh, I agree.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that again, please?
I said someone agrees.
All right. Now I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And for each, if you could tell me if you're either very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. So the first one is heat-not-burn tobacco products.
Oh, I mean, I don't know anything about tobacco products. So you asking me about tobacco for a series of questions. I mean, I don't have any answer for those. So I don't know anything about tobacco products.
All right. What about
Yeah,
e-cigarettes?
because I don't smoke. I don't associate with smokers. I don't deal with people that smoke. So I don't know anything about them. So of course, it's about election. You're asking me, your questions have been on cigarettes for a while now, so I don't know anything about that.
All right. Well, no worries. This survey is for both, for people who do smoke or people who don't smoke, because really we just want to get your opinions. So, how familiar are you with e-cigarettes or vapes? Would you say you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar? Hello? Hello, is anybody there?